Five, four, three, two, one. You are listening to the Mango Tea Podcast with Jody and DK.
We are a nonpartisan Jamaican and Caribbean podcast for the diaspora. We give you tea with a slice of mango and information on current events, politics and politics, finance, sports, and culture. We created this podcast for the diaspora to know what's happening in the Caribbean beyond the gossip.
All right, I'm going to make this quick. So, because we are, yeah, as always.
Too much.
All right, so ExxonMobil, they are at number five for mess. I mean, really, it's Guyana. I would say Guyana is a country clown. The leaders of Guyana are country clowns. You know, country, you have man clone, our gal clone, country clown. So there were articles floating around earlier this year that said Guyana is poised to be the richest country in the world with the discovery of oil, the richest country. And then they had an election, right? After these articles came out, they had an election. The election was on March 2nd. They made a final decision on August 2nd. I have never heard of anything so ghetto in my life. So it was so bad. Like, the way how Guyana's system is set up, they don't go to, like, the white people court in the UK. They go to the regional.
The white people court.
They have a Supreme Court, as every country should. And then they have a Caribbean Court of Justice, which is a regional, it's a regional court for the region. A regional court for the region. Yes. And we actually interviewed the Caribbean Court of Justice during episode 25. With Sam out. Bailey. Loki had a little crush on him. I was like, okay. But he's not my type.
Sam Bailey, I hope you're not listening. Ouch. Well, I hope you are.
I don't think I'm his his type, which is fine. So it was so bad.
Wait a minute.
Let's keep going. Let's keep going.
Yeah, because that was messy.
So literally, I'm not trying to be messy. I don't think all right, we already talked about this.
We're getting to the number one. Keep going.
All right. So it was so bad. Like, everybody, like, all the girls were like, okay, we want to send people to Guyana to just be like, watch what's happening with the recount. And then the good up girls from CARICOM said, we're coming. So, like, Barbados went, Dominica went, St. Vincent went, Grenada went, just to see, like, what's happening to make sure it's fair, it's legal, all of that. And when it happened, the Guyanese government was like, no, you cannot come in because it's COVID. So that lasted, like, 3 weeks. And then in the meantime, ExxonMobil, they're out here doing their little communications. They have a website about how they're benefiting Guyana. So they did a contract, right? They found 5.5 billion barrels of oil in the region. That's like, that's money. They signed a deal with Guyana, and Guyana would only be getting $55 billion of revenue from the deal. So I would say, like, the deal with the amount of oil, I would say it would be equivalent to maybe like $3 trillion around, and then Guyana get like the little peanut. That's even peanut. They look like shelling them, you know, the peanut shell. Like,
but it goes back to the conversation where we were talking about the episode and talking about how the Caribbean lacks the resources to get certain things done. I think that's the reason why Exxon is able to take advantage of them like that, because we don't have the resources to get the drilling and everything done.
We kind of do have the resources because other countries have done, like Trinidad, they have.
But them not do it.
It's not as it was back in the day. It's significantly declined. All right, let's move on because
we're getting there.
All right,
excited about number one.
We are excited. So number four, this hit home for me, and we actually had episode 40 with the fishermen and friends of, okay, we spoke with Gary Abood from the FFOS for episode 40, and we were talking about the oil tanker that's been drifting a sea off the, between Trinidad and Venezuela. So it's a Venezuelan oil tanker And it's literally been floating. It's tilting, right? Because the U.S., they put sanctions on Venezuela because they don't like the leader, right? They're saying that elections weren't fair, he's corrupt, all this stuff. And they've endorsed his opposition leader and the opposition party and said they're the real government, but still missed. So it led to like a big, people were leaving Venezuela, their economy crashed, they went to Trinidad, Trinidad is overcome with immigrants, all this stuff, right? So the oil, so the FFOS, were they were the organization that like blew the whistle on it. And it went, the story went international and they were talking about what happened and they had, they got a tip from, I don't want to say, they got a tip about the oil tank, the oil tanker, where it's at and how much barrels it is. So in this, this tanker, there are 1.3 million barrels of crude oil just floating in the sea, just floating. So in, so to give you a comparison, in Alaska in 30 years ago, I think it was maybe like 500,000 barrels and it like, it spilled, it's caused it hasn't been the same after 30 years. And they've been having huge environmental impacts. So for 1.3 million barrels, God forbid it spills, it's going to affect everybody. Yeah, not just Trinidad, not just like the small island. Everybody. It's going to affect Jamaica, Cayman, Bahamas, all of that. And it's going to be a significant hit on economies, local and and bigger economies, because people depend on that. Like you have the fisherman them that go get the fish, get the shrimp them. And you know, they do the look a thing on the side. And then they give it to other, they give it to like restaurants and all these people for exportation. That's huge.
And people everybody goes to the Caribbean for the beach, for the beach and the water and the river. So
and like, if that is affected,
that's going
to be just to put it in perspective, like when you go to Maracas to get your bacon shark, it's not going to be there anymore. Oh. If it is, you're going to get rotten earth
bacon shark and oil.
Yeah, if you go Helsha in Jamaica, you're not get your, you're not get your escovitch fish, you're not get your lobster, you're not gonna get your pepper shrimp. So and not, people aren't paying attention to this, which is the really, really frustrating part. And yeah, and governments are doing like a blind eye. And the Trinidad government, they were saying that the oil tanker is fine. It's no longer tilting. And Gary, like FFOS was like, that is literally not possible. So they so the government released a photo, right? And they send it to the international organizations to say, it's fine. And then it turns out it was, it was Photoshopped. It was Photoshopped. But like, no, if you try to go to where the oil tanker is, you can't. Because the Venezuelan National Guard, their security forces, they're in the region patrolling. And if you do say anything, or if you do go over there, you're going to be shot on site. So listen to episode 40. Go to the FFOS website. Learn more. And how, and you know what? Gary gave some tips about how to be sustainable living, how to support the region. Because he was like, the young people are the future. You will protect, you will change the Caribbean, and it starts, it starts. You are the change.
Starts right there. It starts right there.
All right, Lord, let's move on.
On that note, number three, according to Jamaican people, I'm going to talk about Vibes Cartel.
Cartel.
We actually did it. We did an episode, obviously. Yeah, I'm sure y'all know it's one of our top episodes about Vibes Cartel.
And that's where we brought Kayan, yes, or
our lovely third co-host, Miss Kayan. Obviously, in April, some may know, some may not know, April 2020, the Jamaican court rejected an appeal from the dancehall artist himself, Mr. Vibes Cartel, Mr. World Boss. He is currently serving, what, 35 years to life in prison for the murder of Mr. Clive Williams, who Jamaican people call Lizard. You know, I'd pause a moment, but don't understand why Jamaican people always have these weird nicknames for people.
Like
my name's Clive Williams, and then I'm calling him Lizard.
I mean, you know what? when
we are true. A world of our own.
We are, because when one of my cousins, he was having a baby, he was like, okay, the baby's gonna be, his name is gonna be X. What is his nickname gonna be? Like, what is he gonna be, Biggs? If his, is he gonna be Stoosh? Like Snooks? What is, and he spent like maybe 3 weeks trying to come up with his nickname.
Because a nickname in Jamaican, in a Jamaican culture, or maybe in the Caribbean at large, it is very important to have a nickname.
Wait, what was your nickname?
Like, I did not have a nickname because my parents did not do that. But all my dad and all my uncles, they all had nicknames. And if you ask them what their real name is, it's almost like they wouldn't even know, because their entire life, all people call them was their nickname. If you ask somebody what my dad's name is, they would more than likely tell you his nickname. And they'd be like, no, that's not my dad. That's not who he is.
Because that's how they do it with my grandfather, too.
Yeah, they're all known by their nickname. Like, I was like, okay, do you know his real name?
I didn't know my grandfather's real name until I was 10.
Wow.
And I mean, like... I have a nickname, too, that my my father gave to me, but I refuse. He's the only one that calls me that. Because we, I told everyone, no, we're not going to go there. Not even my family members. No, call me that. Only he calls me that. No. And he always calls me that. And I'm like, why are you calling me that? And then it's also in reference to my hair, which I found very...
Ooh.
Yeah, it was all... Yeah. Oh. So I was like... I was always like, don't call me that.
Yeah, but that's another episode. Anyways, before the time goes... This definitely, the whole thing with the Vibes Cartel definitely came as a slap into the face of all them followers. I know the whole I want to bitter. I don't want to feel bad. Kian, I know you're listening and I know you feel bad, but I'm so sorry. He's going to stay in prison for more than like the rest of his life.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's sad, but at the end of the day, I always said we're not promoting violence. We're not promoting killing anybody. We're not going to be releasing people for killing people. Involving killing, I mean, the care talk about allegation, the court's already spoken. And the courts have said he is guilty.
Let him stay in prison. It's not final.
We already have enough mess going on in 2020. We don't need Vibes Cartel adding to that.
I mean, the evidence. The evidence wasn't so strong. And they the prosecution, you know what? It was very, it was a very,
guilty.
It was a very...
guilty.
Guilty. But it's not the end of the road, because they're going to bring the case up to the Privy Council.
Why?
We mean why?
Why?
Yo, y'all just see his face right now. Yeah. His why?
Why?
No, he's going to contest it. I mean, I would too. Would I? Mm. But yeah, of course. I want my freedom. And I have money. Yes.
She's only saying that because she's Vibes Cartel. For everybody that don't know,
I am not.
Jody
is
very perpy, but she's very cartelish. I'm very cartelish.
I would say Sophista Ratchet.
Sophista Ratchet.
But I wouldn't say I'm like a diehard fan. I like some of his music.
Anti, for people that might think I'm an anti the Vibe Cartel. No, we did not put him at number three because I feel like it was a laughable moment. It's a moment. It's a moment.
I don't know. I mean,
he's a great artist. He also did a whole live this year. I'm like, wait, hold on. How you go on Instagram live in 2020 from prison? I forgot. That was definitely in my notes.
I
was going to do a whole Instagram live. Did he release music this year?
Yeah, he did. I think exactly. he released an album, which is very like toxic. And then he did a remix to WAP.
Oh yeah.
He's
still one of the top reggae artists of 2020.
Yeah, how can you be in prison?
That's sad.
And you're all your music, like your songs are number one streaming across
that. That's sad. This is why he had to be on the list, because it's like
Fever,
you're still doing things.
I think Fever charted on the international charts. And imagine if he was not in prison.
Listen.
Imagine.
Yeah, imagine.
And like he is like 40 plus years old and still around the road. And you have like the younger artist.
I wonder how he looks now, considering he was bleaching for the entire time.
Oh, I'm get back in color.
Oh, I'm bless the Lord for that. Oh, we bless the Lord. Let us move on. We're almost sitting at 1 hour mark, but Zoe is very excited about number two. I will announce it for her before she says it. But one of her favorite people in the entire, one of her favorite people. Wait, I'm just realizing. Pause for a second. This person, is almost on the same line as the queen herself that you love. And I'm shocked.
The queen of who?
I'm shocked she is not on
the
same.
Wait. The queen of what?
Wait, that queen. Oh, God. Queenie. What's your name? Oh, God.
Queen Lady Gangsta. I forgot.
Queen Lady Gangsta. Oh, my God. For those people who don't know, let me do an introduction to your speech. Come and know, so you have your number two ready. I know you have a speech ready. But Queen Lady Gangsta, if that's her name, on Instagram, you gotta check her out. Jody posts her video almost every Monday.
Every Monday,
but
yes.
Exactly. I am shocked that she is not the number two, because we and Jody love Queen Gangsta.
Oh my god.
I am very shocked, but
wait.
Number two.
Wait. Hold on. Before you do that, let me tell you, she is an inspiration to us all.
You post her as Monday motivation every Monday.
And it's the same one every single Monday. I may mix it up sometimes, but it's the same video.
CM video every Monday.
The same message. Empower yourself. And she always defends women. Always defends women. Like, you know,
if somebody can get her to slide in her DMs, Honestly, it would make Jody's year and make her life.
She did slide in my DMs.
No, I slide in her DMs for a recording.
The podcast. Oh, yeah. You know what? Well, she did, because remember the time I posted on Instagram that I had a dream with that I was doing an interview with
Girl, you need some rum or something.
No, and she sent me a message, a voice message. And of course, I kept that. I kind of want to, I'm trying to see if I can make it like my morning alarm, because it's very empowering. All right, continue.
But her number one pick, her number one, her favorite person, she talks about this woman so much, you would think that is her mother.
My auntie.
That she relates to her by blood. But it is, we're talking about the Just say her name. Just say it.
I call her my auntie, which is maybe kind of disrespectful, but I call her my auntie, Mia Amor Motley. If you don't know who she is, wake up. Okay. She is the Prime Minister of Barbados. And everyone always says she needs to be the Prime Minister of their island. Be the Prime Minister of Trinidad. Be the Prime Minister of Jamaica. The Prime Minister. All right, relax. No, but like, she would actually do a better job than the leaders that we have now. So one of the things that she did this year, she announced that the country of Barbados is going to seek real independence from the United Kingdom.
Not the one that Jamaica have.
They're going to become a republic similar to Guyana and Trinidad. So the head of state is not going to be the queen. It's not going to be represented by some dry old governor general. It's going to be the president / prime minister. And that prime minister will be the Honorable Mia Motley. So they're going to get it in November 2021, which is this same time, because their actual independence day now is November 30th. Mm-hmm. So why am I supporting this woman?
And why is she the number two person?
The number two person, because she always comes out hitting, and she always speaks truth. Always speaks truth. When she was the leader of CARICOM this year, and she was like, "We need to relax. We need to work together as one. We need to be. We need to work with their region. We have one passport. We need to operate as one region, because everybody broke up, and we're now work together. And look what our country them weak." Week. So she pushed through that message. And then when COVID happened, she said the country is not going to charge anyone for a COVID vaccine, not a single soul. And you know what she said? Yo, this hit me. She said the public health determines the wellness and prosperity of the nation.
Come on.
Listen, and she's shady too, because in one of her addresses, she was like, "Wear a mask, social distance." She said, "The United States has almost 200,000 people dead. That used to be the population of Barbados. So, wear your mask, social distance, because you don't want to be as ghetto as America."
Come on.
And their COVID rates are really low. I don't know if they're underreporting. I think they are, but yes. And then another thing that they're working on, too, they're working on developing a medical marijuana industry on the island, being progressive. Hello, Jamaica. Well, Jamaica's already starting. So they're already doing that. And then she loves dancehall. She loves dancehall. Because she, when the versus battle happened, she was commenting under the IG. Yep. And then she came out and said she loved dancehall. Like, love it. And I was like, yes, girl. Then she is a low-key clapback assassin. So she went, she was doing her her rounds on the news outlets. She was on the BBC. She was having a conversation with some idiot journalist. And she was talking about how the country is seeking independence, why it's needed. No, we need it. We're different people. We don't need some white, dry up family who are welfare queens. They are welfare recipients. They don't work. So she was talking about it, and then there, because Barbados, they have a referendum going on now about gay marriage. And he was like, well, she was talking independence, and then he was like, well, should people be allowed to be gay? And then she so eloquently said, is that a question? Is that a question? Would you ask the United Kingdom that question?
Ooh.
And then she further went on and said, that is the most inappropriate question as to whether a person should be allowed to be gay.
Inappropriate.
And then she further on said, which is, she said, Barbados became the first Black slave society, and a country that has been known to discriminate against citizens for centuries cannot, in today's world, be discriminating against any human being for any reason whatsoever.
Come on.
I mean, who else but Mia?
Can we not put her? Come on. Mia? Oof.
And you're going to come here and try and shade the Prime Minister of the Caribbean? No, go sit down.
I wasn't shading her, but...
No, I'm talking about the BBC reporter. Any of her haters, go sit down. Like, can you believe the audacity? Like, if Joe Biden, if even Trump went on the BBC to talk about an issue and they brought up something like this, so disrespectful. You know how much media,
they're messy,
how many think pieces would come out?
Yeah, they know better.
Just because we're small, but we have had a huge cultural impact on the world. Always get me in my feelings. But she's out here. I mean, when she got elected, the queen herself, Rihanna, came out and said she was supporting the
unofficial Jamaican.
unofficial. I went to school with her at Holy Shallowed. We were in different grades.
Makiambada.
Yeah. Like when I used to leave school, like I would walk because I would go to the bus park at Halfway Tree. She'd get like someone to pick her up.
For those of us who are listening, that story is not true. Just in case somebody actually thought this was true.
We are over an hour. But you know what?
It's an exciting episode. I love it. Right. Let's take a breather. The top.
Number one.
Of our list of 2020.
Mango Tea Podcast. Michael T Podcast. Oh my gosh, guys.
Why did we choose ourselves as number one?
We did that. Literally. Okay, so let me tell you how it started. Whew, that was hilarious. Thank you again for listening to another episode of Mango T Podcast. We really, really hope you enjoyed the episode. Don't forget to follow us on social media at Mango Tea Podcast. Share with your friends, share with your family, share with your Auntie Anne, share with your Auntie Nisi, share with Auntie Beryl, share with everyone. And make sure you download and subscribe as well. Thank you again for listening.